Don't miss your chance to see Joyce live in Tacoma, Washington, October 15th through the 17th, and San Antonio, Texas, October 29th through the 31st. All sessions are free. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-SEE-JOYCE or visit us online at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause and Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause and Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause and Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Here's an interesting thought, and again, I'm ahead of myself, but I've been studying this, and I'm getting so many nuggets. But you know, the Lord said this. He said, if two of you on earth should touch and agree, and I'm just paraphrasing, He said, you shall have whatever you ask. Is that right? Whatever you agree upon. Well, in the original Greek, mother, the word you is not there. It says, if two on earth will touch and agree. It's not, in other words, it takes the human part out. What is He talking about? How many know there's a distinction between your spirit and your heart? Your spirit has everything that God has ever provided. The Holy Spirit is there, the provision is there, the grace is there. But your heart, if your heart agrees with your spirit, He said, if two touch and agree on earth, it shall be done unto them what's in heaven. Again, I'm ahead of myself a little bit, but our mouth plays a part, because with the mouth, confession is made unto sozo. So you have, you know, it's important that we just allow ourselves to be aligned with God's view. Our spirit already is. We need to get our heart right before God and then speak what God says. Amen. Then you got an unbeatable combination right there. It will manifest the kingdom. Okay, verse 10. Give me verse 10 now. Paul said, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which I also am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now, let me pause there for a moment. Go back a couple of verses to verse 11. If by any means I might attain. I want you to take note of that word attain. Do a study on it. Look it up in the Greek. The word attain does not mean that you have to try to get something. Attain means that you are walking in a manner that things overtake you. You are just walking in a path that all these things are in that path. Said that I might attain. See, sometimes we think that Paul was struggling and striving to get. No, he was. What he was laboring to do was to stay in that place of rest, in that path of righteousness, which is righteousness by faith, and not get into the works thing. I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. In other words, if he stayed in that path of death to self, then the resurrection life, the grace, God's ability would manifest in his life. Do you understand? The only way to access that resurrection life is to attain unto it, to stay in that place where you are dead to your performances. Your faith is not in that. Your faith is in his righteousness. He has justified you. It is important, the difference is between night and day. And this was what Paul pressed toward. He put all his energies into just the opposite way that he was going, that he would attain unto the resurrection. All right, next verse. Not that he did attain, nor that it was perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Okay? How many understand? Paul was just making sure he stayed in the path. You see, rest has to do with freedom from dead works. That's what rest is. Freedom. In other words, you're not frustrated and anxious about a bunch of stuff. When you can rest from your labor, your works righteousness, and trust God, I'm telling you, in that pathway, there's that word serendipity. There, every need is met. Doors open. Phones ring. Letters come. God touches hearts. Things happen. Not because you were trying to work it out. You were staying in the path. Come on, you just stayed in the path. You're not trying to create an Ishmael. You're not trying to create a promise. You know, God has an appointed time. How many know the vision, though it tarry, it will speak? Look at somebody, tell them, though the vision tarry, it will come to pass. That's what you have to understand. Though it tarry. You remember we used to have tarry services, right? What did you do? You come and sit on the first bench and you tarried. You waited. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Right? You're waiting on the Holy Ghost. He was already there. Go with me to Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3, verse 25. It says, whom God hath set forth, talking about Jesus, to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. Verse 26. To declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believes in Jesus. Okay? Again, I cannot emphasize strongly enough the importance of relating to God in the righteousness that is by faith, not by works and performance. Look at somebody and tell them, relax. Relax. Come on, tell them again, just relax. Just relax. Well, what's the saying? Be happy. Okay. Just tell them not. Look at them again and tell them, don't worry. Just be happy. You know, joy is an indicator that there's faith working. Hope is an indicator that faith is at work. When no hope is there, faith is not working. When there's no joy, come on, I said, when there's no joy, there's no faith working. Go with me to Romans chapter 5 and verse 17. Romans 5 and 17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift, somebody say the gift, yes, of righteousness. Say it again, the gift of righteousness. How many of you can't buy a gift? You don't go out and get a gift. You receive a gift. The gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Go back to that verse. For if by one man's offense, Adam's offense, death reigned by one, the devil, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Somebody say the best life. Now this is what God says about you. They which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. You see, we got saved, but it didn't stop there. That's where it started. Many don't receive what they need to live a life of deliverance. They receive what they need to go to heaven. And everybody that's accepted Christ is on the way to glory. But there's much more to it The Lord goes on to say we shall reign in life, not in the sweet by and by, in this life. How many understand what it means to reign? Always having enough. Come on, always having more than enough. Having good health, good relationships, favor, influence, walking in dominion, authority. Hello? Shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. If you revert, Paul said, if I rebuild the things I once destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. If I go back to justifying myself with works righteousness, I'm a transgressor. And I've stopped reigning in life, because I reign in life by keeping my faith focused on the finished work. What Jesus did. Even when we battle sickness, or even when lack tries to show up, we keep our focus on what God said. Because what God said is reality. What God said is already done. What God says is the way that it is. A lot of your battle that you blamed on the devil ain't the devil. Because Jesus already beat him to a pulp, beat him down, destroyed him. And he's already destroyed. But what happens is you give him place. When your heart and your spirit are out of sorts, that's when your mind is troubled. That's when stuff goes awry. That's when life gets all, you know, all edgy and all kind of stuff. When you get out of alignment. But when you're in alignment with the word, there's a harmony. You know, there's a dance in your feet. Are you hearing? There's a song on you. You know what I mean? You're not even singing a song, but it's a song. It's like you're in tune. Amen. Y'all know what I'm talking about. It's pleasurable. See, that's God's kind intention from the beginning. And it's never changed. We shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. How? Not by my works, not by my goodness, not by his goodness. By what he finished at Calvary. How he died and rose, offered me resurrection life. And so I reign in life through him. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 30. 1 Corinthians 1, don't make it hard on yourself. His yoke is easy. Doesn't matter how swamped we may be, how much you got accomplished. You know, if you're walking in the Spirit, see, we're born of the Spirit, but we, as Galatians says, we must learn to walk in the Spirit, walk in harmony with the Spirit. We're saved by Jesus, but we must learn to reign through Jesus. He saved us. Some people are saved, but they still, let me just say, use this term. Some people are saved, but they're still going through hell. They're saved, though. Genuinely saved. But then some have learned, after getting saved, how to reign in life through Jesus. By staying close to him. By walking with him, keeping in close fellowship with him. By allowing his opinion, his viewpoint to govern and guide and guard your life. And not your own works. The serpent was given legal access to the dust. Think about it. It's interesting. God would tell a serpent, dust thou shalt eat. That dust is a reference to our flesh nature. It's a nature. Now, when you got saved, your sin nature was eradicated. Done away with. One brother's doing that, and I hear someone saying, uh-huh. And everybody else is silent. Let me tell you something. Where your sin, when you sin, you know where that comes from? It comes from your belief system. I'm going to get into this later. Not from your nature. Because you've been born of an incorruptible seed that cannot sin. Hello? That's in your spirit cannot sin. It's of Christ. It's divine. But when you miss the mark, see, sin has to do with missing the mark.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in Mega Grace. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which
which concerns